With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve is expected in the next hour to announce its latest interest rate cut.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to announce a quarter-point cut to the benchmark rate from about 4.6% to roughly 4.3%. But the pace of the Fed's rate cuts could likely slow down from a rate cut at each Fed meeting to every other meeting. The Fed has described its moves as a recalibration of the ultra-high rates that were intended to tame inflation. Now inflation is much lower, but in recent months it's remained stuck above the Fed's 2% target, while the economy has continued to grow briskly. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Fed announcement expected at 2 p.m. Eastern. Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court will have arguments next month over the constitutionality of the federal law that could ban TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it. The justices said they will hear arguments January the 10th. The House Ethics Committee has voted in secret to release the long-awaited ethics report into former Representative Matt Gaetz. The move by the bipartisan panel raises the possibility that the allegations against the Florida Republican could be made public in the coming days. Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops will occupy a buffer zone inside Syria for the foreseeable future.
Netanyahu entered the buffer zone on Tuesday, making him the first sitting Israeli leader to set foot this far into Syria. These advances come as Israel's forces are still fighting the war in Gaza against the Palestinian militant group Hamas.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma. The Dow adding 213 points, the Nasdaq composite up 45. This is SRN News. 'Tis the season for Christmas miracles. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It seems to happen every year. People dropping crazy amounts of money into the kettles of Salvation Army bell ringers. In Des Moines, Iowa this month, someone deposited a gold South African coin worth almost $3,000. A bell ringer outside a Kroger in southern Indiana found a gold nugget in his kettle, estimated value $50,000. The Salvation Army's annual Christmas campaign accounts for a big chunk of the Christian ministry's annual budget. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Syria are warily celebrating the ouster of strongman Bashar Assad, even as they wonder what the new regime will bring. Many Syrian Christians, who made up 10% of the population before Syria's civil war, either fled the country or supported Assad out of fear of Islamist insurgents. Persecution of Christians in Syria has been common for many decades. This is SRN News. There's been a snow tire recall.
A company that sells replacement winter tires is recalling over 500,000 of them in the United States. That's because they don't have enough snow traction to meet North American standards. Prinks Changshan Tire North America is recalling certain Fortune Tormenta and Prinks High Country tires with three peak mountain snowflake symbols on the sidewalls. The company says the tires passed European tests, but likely wouldn't meet traction standards in North America. U.S. safety regulators say tires without sufficient snow traction can increase the risk of a crash. The company is working on a way to fix the problem. I'm Haya Panjwani.
First Lady Jill Biden has closed the book on teaching at Northern Virginia Community College. She started teaching at the community college in 2009 when her husband was vice president and continued when he was president. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.